Hey guys, and welcome to our little short podcast, which currently remains nameless. I know it's a crazy thing. Originally, we were calling this Ramblings from Sharon, but we get some odd feedback from a marketing guru that we know, and so we're sort of deliberating and contemplating on the name. We've considered Perspectives from Sharon. We've considered Musings from Sharon, many other things. But what I'd like to do is encourage you to go to our Facebook page at My Chemo Cocktail, the little and symbol, me, and private message me. Let me know what you think, if you have an idea about the name. So today the show remains nameless, but it does not remain topicless. The topic today is on hitting the wall and cancer treatment. This is a really real situation and one that affects many cancer patients, and so I thought that I would touch on this subject. I did blog on the topic not long ago, and it just, blogging didn't seem to purge the thoughts, and so I thought I'd revisit it here with you guys. The wall. What is the wall? I can tell you that in my treatment, the wall came and smacked me in the face at about my fifth treatment. And I was on a sixth treatment protocol, so it was really close to the end. But I was going through chemotherapy with a good friend. It was the craziest thing that we were diagnosed only a week apart, and we had been good friends for years. And so we did go through all these treatments and surgeries at the same time. So we hit the wall at the same time. And I think there has to be something in that. But the wall for us meant that we just could not imagine dragging ourselves into the clinic for our next treatment. And I know this isn't a fluffy topic, but I'm not all about every topic being fluffy. This is a real topic, and I know that some of you guys are here. Some of you guys you just swear you're not going in for that next treatment. You can't. You're not going to do it. You don't have the starch, the fiber, the wherewithal to be able to walk in that clinic and do it again. And that's fine. You know, that's exactly what I said. I said, I'm not going. I'm simply not going to allow one more drop of chemo to make its way into my system and wreak havoc. I'm just not. And so if you have hit the wall, if you find your face pressed against the bricks and you believe that you found a boundary that you just cannot pass, you know, process it. Process it. Allow yourself to tell yourself you're not going to do this, you know. You may need to take a week and wallow in the cruelty of this predicament, because it is. It's like being pressed between a rock and a hard place. On one side, you know that this protocol is what gives you the greatest probability of surviving your cancer diagnosis. You know, this stupid invader has come into your system and you're fighting it. You've been fighting it. But you may be weary, beyond weary at this point. You may feel ready to throw in the towel. Okay, but the other side of the coin is, you know, you need to keep your eye on the prize right now. You need to decide. You walked into this thing believing that chemotherapy was the great white hope for you. It was what you needed to do to fight your invader. And so, how are you going to finish? Well, I can tell you that the first thing I had to do was have a bit of a little emotional temper tantrum. Essentially, I beat the walls with both fists, and I did. I promised myself that I would never walk in for that last treatment. I think Elaine did the same thing. You know, we had long conversations about this before the fifth treatment. But at some point, you swallow hard and you know, as you've known the whole time, you've got to finish. you just do. You have to finish. And so, like, the morning of, the way I handled this was when the alarm went off and I knew it was chemo day, number 5. I smacked that alarm and I just willed myself one step at the time. Okay, you know, Sharon, lower your feet to the ground. All right, now raise your body up and support your weight. Now, take your left foot and put it in front of your right. Shift your weight. Put your right foot in front of your left and shift the weight. Make it into the bathroom. Turn on the faucet. Yes, you've got to take a shower today. I know you don't feel like it. And we went through this process one step at a time, willing myself to move forward and move toward what I did not want to endure. I just didn't. Well, one step at a time, I made it into the clinic. I willed myself to expose my port and receive that second to the last treatment. And I actually felt really, really good as soon as I finished. You know, you don't feel good a little after that, but I did. I felt like I was really sacrificing. I had really dug deep, really entrenched myself in this fight, that I had done more than I ever could have imagined, that, you know, I'd been brave, because leading up to that fifth treatment, that fatigue and the aching had really tipped me over the scale. I was beyond myself. And walking in for my fifth treatment, the truth is, I had done more than I ever imagined I could do. I had impressed myself just a little bit, and I knew no matter how I felt after the fifth treatment, I might talk a little smack before my sixth, but I could do it. And I did. We did. Lainey and I both did. And you will. Now, there are some situations where perhaps chemotherapy is not giving you a promise of longevity on the other side. It may be prolonging your life. Okay, in this situation, if chemotherapy ends up too much and it's not giving you the quality of life, you may feel very differently about that. And you know what? I release you to that, because there can be some wisdom in deciding to discontinue chemotherapy. But if you have a strong promise of life on the other side, what's going to happen, sweet thing, is that you are going to dig deep and you're going to finish. And you're going to finish because you're stronger than you thought you'd ever be. Ever. And so, what I will tell you is this: time is on your side. When you go in and you decide to hit that alarm on the fifth day and put your feet on the ground, and you decide one step at a time to get yourself to that clinic, time will march on. It will. And if you keep making one small choice after another to get you to the treatment that you're dreading so, you will get there. You will get there, the treatment will be over, and time will march on. And time will march on until you bottom out physically. But the cool thing is, time will march on until you're outside in the sunshine again, so grateful for another good day. Time will march on, and it will carry you into better days. That is the promise that I give you, that if you will just make one choice at a time to get you through your treatment, time will sweep you up on its shoulders and do the rest. So, be brave, take heart, and try to finish strong. So, with that, I leave you this fine fall day to ponder the idea of the wall. If you need a little encouragement, I'm here for you, and I'm not kidding about that. Go to our Facebook page that I gave you earlier. Private message me. I will try to talk you through this. I will try to encourage you. I will be here for you, and I will let you rant and rave when your family is unable to listen, because, you know, sometimes our rants get a little scary. Rant to me, and I'll try to bolster you up a little bit. So, here's to finishing strong. I really love you guys, and I'll be back next week. Bye, everybody.